9, back at the bench. So, we're going to retrace our steps. Only this time, we're going to visit that viewing station that we passed earlier, that round black structure, which means we'll keep to this path rather than turning onto the smaller sandy one. Let's go. They're connected, all those trees out there. That's what they've discovered. That trees talk to each other, tell each other when there's danger afoot. Some kind of fungal network, the wood wide web. It's like a lot of these towns and villages. They're all joined up down there too, underground. Apparently you could walk for miles from pit to pit, from place to place. Tony told me about the Rogation Tide procession that used to take place here half a century or so ago. How people would go from farm to farm for the blessing of the crops, and then move on to the pit. The blessing wasn't just for those things that were growing from the earth, but also for those things that were being taken from the earth. He wasn't here when they brought the lump of coal from the pit to All Saints Church. 1.25 tons, like the body of a cow. They laid a railway track along the aisle, and it was pushed down in a truck into the miners' chapel. They moved it some years later. That must have been a job. But it's still there, in the church, that huge lump of coal, joined by the Harvest Sunday offerings every year to sit side by side for a moment, the rural and the industrial. I met a couple of women on one of my walks, not here but down where we'll end up. I wasn't sure where the best place would be for you to listen to them, but as where we're heading is such a dramatic spot, I think we should listen to them there. So when you get to the viewing table, with the headstocks off in front of you again, then that's when you should go to the next track.